Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the evening news. 19 departments remain under orange alert for snow and ice tonight from Corrèze to the Hauts-de-France. A large northeastern half of the country is still under the snow, which causes some disruptions on the roads. The major highway 118 in Paris is still closed to traffic and the Eiffel Tower remains closed to the public. And beware if you have to fly in the coming weeks. 10 Air France unions, including those representing pilots, call for a day of strike on Thursday, February 22nd, which is in 15 days. They demand a wage increase of 6% in 2018 for lost inflation of the past 6 years. Nordal-Lelandais will remain in prison. The Court of Appeal of Grenoble refused, as expected, his request for release. The 34-year-old man, suspected of having killed Maëlys in Isère, has been in prison since September 3rd. Nordal-Lelandais' alibi has been verified within the scope of another investigation, that of the death of Coralie Moussu, 32 years old, who was found dead in the Gard in 2009. And this is a story worthy of a Hollywood movie. A cash escort had to hand over several millions of euros to criminals who had kidnapped his daughter. This all took place last night. The victim, a young woman in her 20s, was found by roadside policemen in the Ain. Her abductors had pretended to be plumbers. No arrests have been made so far. This may be the beginning of a new health scandal. Are the levels of nicotine and tar displayed on cigarette packs deceptive? In any case, this is what the National Committee on Tobacco Control asserts. A complaint was filed against the French subsidiaries of four major manufacturers, Philip Morris, Japan Tobacco, British American Tobacco, and Imperial Brands. Manufacturers supposedly drilled tiny holes in filters of cigarettes to falsify toxicity tests. We are off for 17 days of sports in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The 23rd Olympic Winter Games have officially begun after a colorful opening ceremony. 92 countries attend the event with nearly 2,900 athletes. The ceremony was marked by a historic handshake between the leaders of both Koreas. As for medals, France will focus on the biathlon and its number one world champion, Martin Fourcade, who is also the flag bearer. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.